Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to tighten old-school drum and bass atmosphere so it brings that rag-infused chaos without turning your track into foggy mush, and that balances everything. Old-school atmospheres are amazing for giving a tune depth, danger, and identity, but in DNB they can very quickly get in the way. If they're too wide, too long, too bright, or too full in the low mids, they stop being a vibe and start smearing the break, masking the bass, and stealing punch from the drop. So the goal here is not to make the atmosphere louder. The goal is to make it controlled, rhythmic, mix safe, and strong enough to frame the drums and vocals instead of competing with them. Think of it like a supporting actor. It should add menace, motion, and smoke, but the drum transients and the ragga attitude still have to stay front and center. We are doing this in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices, so you can build a reusable process you can come back to in future tracks. First, choose a source that already has some character in it. That could be an operator pad, a vinyl crackle sample, a chopped vocal fragment, a field recording, or a dusty stab from your library. For this style, you want something with a little history baked in. Don't start too clean unless you plan to dirty it up on purpose. If you're using simpler, load the sound in and trim it so only the useful part is playing. If it's tonal, tune it to the key of the track or even slightly off-center for tension. A little instability can actually work really well in rag-infused DNB, because perfect harmony can feel too polite. Now the very first discipline move, strip the low end. Put EQ8 on the atmosphere and high-pass it hard. In many cases, somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz is a good starting point. If the arrangement is dense, go higher, even up to 250 Hz. And if there's mud in the 250 to 500 range, carve a little of that out too. Why so aggressive? Because DNB already has enough going on in the bottom and lower mids. The kick, snare, sub, and bass are the main event. Any atmosphere that hangs around down there will make the whole track feel smaller, not bigger. Once the low end is clean, turn the atmosphere into a rhythmic element. This is one of the biggest differences between a nice pad and a proper DNB texture. It can't just sit there. It needs pulse. It needs movement. It needs to breathe with the groove. A really handy stock trick is auto pan set with phase at 0 degrees, so it acts more like a tremolo or volume gate. Try a synced rate like 1/8 or 1/16, with amount around 20 to 50%. If you want a tighter, more chopped feel, shape the waveform a little more square. If you're working with a vocal texture, this is where you can make it answer the drums. Think call and response. Let chopped phrase land after the snare, or fill the small spaces between break hits. That way it feels like part of the arrangement, not wallpaper. And here's a really useful DNB trick. Make the atmosphere duck slightly on the snare backbeat. Even a tiny bit of pumping can glue it to the break and make it feel intentional. Next, let's add dub delay, but keep it under control. A rag-infused atmosphere often wants a delay throw somewhere in there, but if you leave delay wide open, it will smear the groove immediately. So use delay or echo on a return track, not just slap directly across the whole sound. Try sync timings like 1/8 dotted, 1/4, or 3/16. Keep feedback moderate, maybe around 20 to 45%. Darken the repeats with filtering so they sit behind the source instead of shouting over it. If the echo is too shiny, cut the highs. If it gets too heavy, cut the low end on the return. This works especially well in a vocal shout, a ragga phrase, or a stab right before a drop. The throw creates anticipation, but the filtering keeps the groove clear. Now for the reverb. A lot of jungle atmospheres fall apart because the reverb is too big and too washed out. Old school tension usually comes from a defined space, not a giant cloud. So use reverb on a return track and keep it controlled. A decay around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds is a sensible range. Add a little pre-delay so you preserve the attack, and filter the reverb return so it stays out of the muddy zone and doesn't get too fizzy on top. If you're working with a chopped vocal or a stab, you can even use two layers of space, a short reverb on the source and a longer reverb on the return. That gives you depth without flattening the transient. And remember, in DNB, less reverb during the drop often feels bigger, because the drums hit harder when the space clears up. Now we add movement. This is where the atmosphere starts feeling alive instead of looped. Use auto filter to automate a high pass or band pass movement across the phrase. For example, you could slowly open the filter over 8 bars in the intro, then tighten it again right before the drop. You can also move the cutoff in a smaller range, just enough to create tension and release. A subtle resonance can help too, but keep it light. Too much and the atmosphere starts sounding whistle-y instead of smoky. You can also introduce tiny pitch drift if the source allows it. In simpler or sampler, keep it very subtle, just enough to make the source feel unstable and worn. Think of it like broken tape energy. Not a giant special effect. That little wobble can make the whole thing feel more street and less polished. Once the chain is sounding good, resample it. This is a really important step, because resampling gives you control. It lets you commit the movement, trim the silence, and edit the atmosphere like audio instead of endlessly tweaking live effects. You can freeze and flatten, resample the track, or record the processed output onto a new audio track. Then slice the result into one bar or two bar chunks. Keep the strongest phrase. Remove dead air. Add fades to stop clicks. And then rearrange the slices so they answer the drums instead of just looping over them. For a jungle roller, even a simple two-bar atmosphere loop with one interesting tail every few bars can be enough. The drums should do most of the talking. The atmosphere should frame them. Now put it in context with the break and bass. This is where the lesson really becomes drum and bass. If your break is busy, thin the atmosphere more. If the bass line is really heavy, carve out more of that 200 to 500 Hz area. If the snare is sharp, make sure the atmosphere isn't crowding the 1 to 4 kHz presence zone. And if the bass is wide, keep the atmosphere narrower or more mono-compatible. Utility is useful here. You can narrow the width a bit if the texture is too wide, and always check the mix in mono. Mono compatibility matters more than people think, especially in club systems where phase problems can wipe out the vibe fast. A good arrangement move is contrast. For example, you might start with a dusty pad, a vocal whisper, and a distant dub echo in the intro. Then as the break and bass enter, the atmosphere gets tighter and more filtered. Right before the drop, you open it up with a delay throw, then cut it hard on the drop. That contrast is what makes the drop feel bigger, and that leads into automation. In this style, automation should feel like arrangement punctuation. Automate filter cutoff, delay send, reverb send, track volume, and even auto pan amount if you want a section to feel more intense. You can let a delay throw bloom on the last vocal phrase before the drop, then pull the atmosphere back hard in the final beat. You can also mute the atmosphere for a beat before a bass switch up, then bring it back on the offbeat. Little moves like that make the track feel arranged, not just looped. And finally, finish with bus processing. Group the atmosphere layers and process them together with restraint. A Q8 for cleanup, a glue compressor for a touch of cohesion, maybe a little saturator for density, and utility for width checking. You only need a couple dB of compression at most. If the atmosphere starts sounding exciting in solo but the drums lose clarity in context, is too loud or too full. That's the big rule here. Atmospheres should support the groove, not swamp it. A couple of common mistakes to avoid. Don't leave too much low end in the atmosphere. High pass harder than feels comfortable if needed. Don't drown everything in long reverb tails. Don't make the texture too bright. Don't forget to leave room for the break. And don't widen things without checking mono. Also, if the loop feels lazy after filtering, that's not just an EQ problem. That's an editing problem. Shorten clips. Remove dead zones, and place the movement where the groove breathes. If you want to go one step deeper, try layering a clean atmosphere with a dirty atmosphere. Keep the clean one for space and the dirty one for grit, or split the texture into bands and move the low mids and upper mids differently. That can make the atmosphere feel alive without turning into a blur. You can also make the atmosphere more percussive. If it feels too cinematic, chop it, gate it, reverse it, or turn it into short swells and bursts. That often works better in ragged DNB than a long floating pad. So the big takeaway is this. Tight old-school atmosphere is about control, contrast, and rhythm. High pass early, shape the movement. Keep the delays and reverbs filtered. Resample when it feels right, and always mix it around the drums and bass. If you do that, your atmosphere won't just sit in the track. It'll help create tension, frame the break, and make the drop feel bigger when everything slams back in. Now let's build one and make it properly nasty.